When you want to grow your business, use Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Seamlessly collaborate with your team using a suite of built-in tools and features to make your workday easier, like huddles to schedule impromptu meetings and avoid another calendar invite, or Workflow Builder, which lets you automate routine tasks so you can spend more time on the work that matters most. Slack. Grow your business here. Learn more at slack.com.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off, or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs, and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
It's all shit, it's all just dumb gay politics. America has gotten kinda whack, but we're not gonna let it go down like that, cause we got a dumb gay podcast, a dumb gay political podcast. We probably don't have all the facts, but we got opinions and we'll probably backtrack. That's why it's a dumb gay podcast, a dumb gay political podcast. Ooh, it's all shit, it's all shit. It's all shit. It's all shit. I mean, are we gonna die? I don't know. You're extreme. I am extreme. It's all shit. This shit is bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. This shit is Trumpanas. T-R-U-M-P-A-N-A-N-A-S. What? I don't know. I don't even know.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Dumb Gay Politics. I'm Julie.
And I'm Brandy.
And this is the podcast where we recap the last week in politics like we're recapping an episode of reality TV.
Yeah, and this week that TV show is Storm Chasers.
Storm Chaser 24/7, reality Storm Chasers.
Houston Storm Chasers.
Florida Storm Chasers.
Then Georgia.
Georgia, Alabama. Also, there was Cuba Storm Chasers, Bahamas. Storm Chasers.
I mean, you're really an expert on that, and we'll get to it, because you're able to pay attention to it.
I have a weird feeling that I have to see where the storm is, because I hate the storms, and I'm scared of the storms, and then I also think about, okay, well, these weird, crazy storms are happening, so what is going to hit us?
Well, it's true, because we're floating on a barge in the middle of, I don't even know what ocean we're in. I thought she said Atlantic. I swear to God, I thought she said that.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, we're off the coast of Spain. It's very glamorous.
Yes.
We were in Amsterdam last time you heard from us. And I wanted to officially and formally apologize to the 14 listeners. That's probably, I'm sure, down to 9 now.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure we lost 50 of the Patreon members.
Well, we did lose 50.
Yeah.
But it wasn't, might have been people. We don't know.
That was one person, yeah. But, one person pledged $50 and then changed it to one, but we still love them. So I was drunk and annoying, and I really don't think being drunk/hungover is that bad. I've done it many times on this podcast, and I'll do it many more times.
Mm-hmm.
The real unfortunate part about it was that, one, I was forced to listen to it because I was with you, and you listened to it. So normally I don't listen back. It's a good way of avoidance and denial.
Right.
So this time I was forced to listen to it, and I realized, I think I already knew this, but I really was super severely grossed out by it, that I possess the annoying drunk quality, and I think a lot of people do, but of where I think I'm especially hilarious and charming and awesome, and hearing it back was like cringe.gov.
I mean, I was impressed, because I thought it would be... In my mind, it was way worse. So it was really way better.
You mean it was way more of a hot mess?
Yeah.
We or
of course,
me?
We. I was a mess too. Because I was a complete mess. I was like...
Well, you were just a hungover shell of yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
That I then forced to drink again to have, start having fun because you were in a world of pain and a world
right.
of hurt.
Yeah, that's true.
So anyway, I do want to apologize to listeners. Yeah, the Patreon people, they got it worse because we were already done been good drunk by the time we got to that shit. But we're not going to really apologize to them like to you guys because this is a political podcast. It's important. You get it for free and God damn it, you deserve for us to be professional. The Patreon people, they pay money and they can fucking put up with the offensive, drunken...
Well, they want us to be unprofessional.
Yeah.
Right?
Unprofessional girl.
Unprofessional girl.
So... I'm officially apologizing, and if you haven't joined the Patreon, if you want more unprofessionalism at its height, at its unfettered glory, uh-huh. then go to patreon.com/dumbgaypolitics, and you can pay for $1 a week. Don't bother doing any more than that.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's good.
Because we don't want people to feel like they want to do
pressure. $5.
Yeah, because it's per week.
Right.
It's per week.
So ultimately, that's $4 per month.
Yeah, which, you know... So don't pledge $5 because then you'll be paying $20 and then you'll change it back down to $1
right.
and we'll be like, ugh, our total went down from $25 to $20. So
$1's totally respectable. We love it.
Perfect.
That's great. We can approach it. I feel no reason to apologize, per usual.
And I love that about you. Well, and you know what? You're not annoying and obnoxious ever. And that's what people love about you.
What?
Well, I find you annoying, but I'm the only one.
I don't know that you're the only one.
One has to really, really know you well. It probably is just me and Phyllis. And really, really love you.
Right.
But right. No, you weren't annoying. It was me, and it always is. And, you know, they just should be glad they don't have to put up with it like you do. Okay, let's get to Eye of the Shitstorm.
Okay. She takes some shit, put it up on the wall, check it out for a while. She take that shit up off of the wall, put it down on the floor in a glass bowl. You take some fuck, put it up on the wall where the shit used to be.
All right. So, this week, the Eye of the Shitstorm was an actual storm again. The second shitty storm in 2 weeks.
Right, so 2 weeks ago, Hurricane Harvey
took a dump.
Was that right?
Yeah, Hurricane Harvey.
Okay, dumped so much water on Houston, it's now an official lake entitled Lake Houston. And now this week, Hurricane Irma,
terrible name,
is blowing now Florida off the globe.
I mean, why? And we were talking why Irma.
I think we came to the conclusion that there aren't many I names. Now, my good friend Anne, who listens to this, Anne yeah. Morris, her sister Katie, has a daughter named Isley, which is spelled I-S-L-E-Y or L-Y, and it's gorgeous and so cute.
That's cute.
So cute. And, of course, Isla means island.
Ooh, yeah, maybe they should call it Hurricane Island.
Yeah. Island.
Hurricane Island.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun. And Florida is Hurricane Island.
No, Isley would have been cute, but I think it's not popular enough. I mean, I don't know. I'm talking about a popular everyday I name.
Well, I mean.
Indigo, India.
Hurricane Indigo. Hurricane India. Well, we know they go in alphabetical order.
Is it go boy, girl, boy, girl? All aboard. Because they could have done Hurricane Ian.
That's true. Maybe it is boy, girl. And alphabetical. That I don't know.
How is it alphabetical if Sandy, wasn't that last year? You're like, no, that was 4 years ago.
When was Hurricane Sandy? I don't know. When was Andrew?
I don't even remember which one that one is.
Exactly. I don't know. I don't really know, to be honest. But I've heard, at least I thought they were alphabetical.
Well, I think you're right. So I think you know a lot about this. Like I, you know, as we know, I'm like, I was saying shit like, is Tampa in the Florida Keys? And you're like, bitch, actually, you never judge me. You're just like, no, it's not there. It's actually not in the Keys. And I'm like, is Miami in the Keys?
Well, why would one know, really, unless one
had spent time
had
in
a
Florida
reason to
in the
be,
Keys.
Yeah, right.
Which I have. And I think now we know it's a Category 4 storm.
Yes.
If you don't know, it is. And it's, according to Julie and her expertise, it's really going to affect the Florida Keys the most.
Yeah, well, because it came up, did the Bahamas, it did Cuba, it came up to the Keys, and then it like went, but it went on both sides.
Well, right now it's going up the West Coast.
Right, but it's going to do the East Coast too,
cross
which
over
is what's
the
crazy.
Panhandle and then go up the East right. Coast, and then go, that's when it goes by. The time you guys are listening to this, it's supposed to be done cross the Panhandle and up the East Coast. So the West Coast is Naples, Fort Myers, St. Petersburg, Tampa, and mm-hmm. the Keys. And then when it crosses the Panhandle, it'll do that whole side and do Georgia and Alabama. But by the time it gets there, it's dead.
It'll die off there. But it'll die off in Georgia and Alabama. So right now it's at a Category 4. It was a full hurricane. It had 185 mile hour winds.
Why? Yeah. Isn't a Category 4 not a full hurricane?
I thought maybe now it's a storm. Oh, it was a Category 4 hurricane, but it's turning into a tropical storm. Oh, okay. I think as of now, it's a tropical storm.
Oh. Well, that hasn't taken away any of the drama.
No, it's no. And also, they predicted there could be some tornadoes. And, I mean, you know, and then the whole ocean bed got sucked in. And then it got sucked into itself. And then
where the ocean was just missing. People were like, where's the ocean? They were on an island. They're like, oh, my God, I'm just, like, in a new country now.
But that's what happened in the tsunami and the fucking thing. And then the tsunami came. And that's why that shit is so fucking scary.
Well, tsunamis are the real fear. Ugh. And I always love to tell the story about being on the phone with you and standing in my bedroom in front of the TV that's like up on my wall in my bedroom, up high. So I'm standing and it's like eye level.
Right.
And you're like, I'm just so scared of these storms. And can you do this? I don't even remember. Where was it? Was it in...
That was like Thailand or something,
was
right?
That the one? That wasn't the one in... whatever we were watching, it wasn't the original one in like Sri Lanka or whatever. It was like a different one. And you're like, I'm so scared. I mean, that's so scary. Isn't that so scary? And I was like... Not really. I'm like, the fucking scary thing is tsunami. Now that's when you get scared. And I swear to God on my life, I'm standing there. And then all of a sudden, a tsunami comes on. They were like filming. And it was like, oh my God. And I see the tsunami take over. I feel like it was something like it was Africa or it was Mexico or it was something.
Oh.
And I was like, I could not believe that I saw that with my own eyes. I was like, shit. Now that is, I'm not scared of earthquakes. Like spiders, hurricanes, tornadoes. I've been in a tornado too my senior year in high school. Ugh. I've been in a million earthquakes. I'm not scared of any of that, but tsunami, no, that is fucked up. That is scary. That's scary. No one can say they're not scared of that.
I mean, yeah, when a 20-foot wall of water comes towards you, that will never, ever fucking end.
And what is that and then movie sweep with you Naomi under Watts?
The Impossible?
It's the best. It's not with Naomi Watts. She might be in it, but it's not the movie about the tsunami. It's a random movie with Matt Damon, and he's like a ghost, or he's... I don't know if he's a ghost or if he's psychic, but I always say the thing with Naomi Watts. It's not Naomi Watts.
What's that?
It's this movie with Matt Damon, and it starts out, and whether he's like a psychic or something, he comes later. The beginning of the movie is this couple walking in like, you know, some tropical fucking whatever.
Uh-huh.
And this tsunami comes through, and I swear it's like one of the most riveting, scary piece of filmmaking, period. Like, I don't care. You can watch Make Me with my eyes open with toothpicks, watch The Exorcist. It is not as scary as this thing of the tsunami sweeping through. You know, people are like at like little carts, like looking at beads, beaded necklaces and shit. And people are getting their hair braided, and then the water comes through, and they show people like getting swept away. And I know two of our listeners will know what this is. It's a scary, scary, scary. It's the best like depiction of a tsunami, even better than the Naomi Watts movie.
God, I feel like I saw it, but now I'm not sure, because now I remember the Naomi Watts movie.
Plus, you know every Matt Damon movie. You're like his biggest fan. So I don't know why you're...
I don't know why I can't remember it. I'm having a little memory, but I don't... I can't... But that is, of course, that's completely scary, because there is nothing you can do about that. There is nothing. And then it's going to suck you under the water, and then you're going to get hit, like in The Impossible, where they not only get sucked under the water, but then you get... There's debris everywhere and rocks, and then you're going to break your leg, and now you're stuck in the water, and you're holding onto a tree. Fucking Nate Berkus's boyfriend got swept out. Nate Berkus is climbing up a tree. I mean...
Well, I have a coffee mug. Despite the apology, I have a coffee mug with like a little bit of whiskey in it, and I'm going to tip one back for all the homies in Miami. We know like people... Where does Johnny's friend live? Our friend from... We did Gayest Weekend of All Time with Johnny McGovern with his podcast, The Gayest of All Time. That was in St. Petersburg.
That was St. Petersburg, the Flamingo Resort.
Yeah, and so we know people.
And
from
I met
that.
A bunch of great people in the Keys, you know.
What's Johnny's friend name? That girl who was fun.
Misty.
Oh, Misty. Where is Misty?
She moved into, she's in Orlando.
Well, then she's
funny. I think, or Fort Lauderdale.
Well, we know.
But they're still getting a huge storm.
Leah Black, Leah Black's like one of our closest friends. She had to evacuate. I know Enrique Iglesias probably had to go. I mean, I don't know. Fucking Nicole's dad.
Phil and Wendy, I know you guys had to go.
Nicole's dad.
Nicole's dad, of course. Yeah, and he's in Miami in one of those huge towers. And his girlfriend, oh, God.
We know.
Susan and Bill, hope you're doing okay.
We also, and I went to somewhere weird at the top of Florida. We stayed It's more close to Alabama.
So Pensacola.
Maybe, yeah, Pensacola. Those people, yep. They maybe haven't had to evacuate.
That's true. Well, yeah, those girls I just worked with in Fort Lauderdale. I mean, you know, like, just...
I tipped one back for all of
them. Listen, let me tip one back to you. And I just performed there and met so many people there. It was just like, you know what? I'm sorry if you guys have to evacuate and whatever's going on, but, like, God.
But I know the worst thing about the Florida Keys, you know, that's the most unfortunate, even more than this hurricane, is that... the Beach Boys basically made it super dorky. Because that's all I can think about is, like, aren't they depressed that they turned Key Largo into, like, the dorkiest thing ever?
Wait, is Key Largo the Beach Boys? Or yeah. Is it Jimmy Buffett?
No, it's the Beach Boys. Key Largo.
Oh, Kokomo Montego. Is Beach Boys?
Yeah. Ew, I hate that song. I know everyone does.
I want to take you to Kokomo. When dance and they take it
and
slow.
I'm like, I'm sorry for you guys, but if Key Largo gets blown off the globe, I mean...
I did go to Key Largo, by the way, and I have to say, great time. I wish I could remember the name of the bar. The Mermaid, or something like that. Like a delight. All performers there, and it's just
And the Beach Boys ruined it. But maybe they will. When we bring it back and we rehab it, we'll bring it with a new name.
Right.
Let's continue our talk about catastrophic storms in the next segment, Legislation Nation. Segment, Legislation Nation.
We're the kids in America. Whoa. We're the kids in America. Whoa. Everybody live for the music around.
Welcome to Legislation Nation. This is the part of the show where we fill you in on the happenings in the legislature.
Okay, so on Saturday, the House of Representatives, part of the legislature, passed a $15 billion disaster relief bill to help clean up after Hurricane Harvey and presumably Irma.
Right.
By allowing a temporary 3-month increase of the debt ceiling. Mm-hmm. The $15 billion will also conveniently go to funding the government.
I don't think when they passed that they knew...
About Irma. That happened Saturday.
Excuse me.
But
okay.
Maybe they're not trying to deal. You know how Florida has.
Right.
They always love to be like, you deal with your life.
Right.
Deal with your life. Right. Houston, they're like, we were landlocked.
Right.
What did we think was
going to
happen?
We didn't live on an island.
Right.
The bill didn't pass without some major drama. The actual votes won were 316-90, which might seem significant, but the 90 Republicans who voted nay. Or no, are sued.
also known as no,
but of course they're doing nays and yays from the olden days.
and gays,
which they nay, are super pissed. So they're super pissed at Trump. This includes
the Repubs.
This includes John McCain, Lindsey Graham, and Rand Paul.
Sometimes I want to say Repubs and be like Rachel Ray, who we decided was totally annoying, and be like, are the Repubs?
Oh, right, because of her food, like Nutrish. try a bag of Nutrish.
Julie,
it's great for the dogs.
Nutrish unless she says it like that. It's so great.
What? I'm sorry. If you went to a store, what are you going to be like? Can you tell me where the Nutrish is? No, you're going to say like, hi, I'm looking for the Nutrish for my dogs. I have lots of dogs that I adopted, and I'm going to get them Nutrish. Okay. And I want some bit and some chick.
Well, I love when my mom, who isn't even, like, bitchy like me, she'll just be like, I just can't handle when she says EVOO. Ugh, just get them.
Oh, yeah, EVOO.
And I'm like, Pam, you're so cute. Okay, so basically the Republicans wanted a long-term debt ceiling extension. Okay? This is why they're pissed. This is what we're getting into. They don't want a short-term 3-month extension. They don't want a temporary fix. And they really, really don't want the Democrats, the Dems, if you will.
The Dems.
To have a bargaining tool in 3 months when the fucking issue comes right back up in Congress.
Right.
And the Democrats are like, no, well, we don't need to extend the debt ceiling any longer.
Right.
We can just take money away from the defense and the Department of things you care about.
All of that, plus the fact that Speaker of the House Paul Ryan and the Republicans did not approve the deal that Trump took to Chuck and Nance, and yet he went behind their back and got her done.
I don't know. Did any of that make sense? So Speaker of the House Paul Ryan and the Republicans didn't like that deal.
Right.
So Trump was like, oh, that's too bad. And then he
went to Chuck and Nance, and he was like, hey.
I wish you could see Julie's lips. She's doing Trump's lips.
Let's make a deal. Let's make a great deal. Let's make a good deal. Let's make a fantastic deal. And let's just make this deal. Why not? You know what? A deal needs to be made because the money of America wants a deal. But who wants more of a deal? I want a deal because I need the money for my Russian hotel that
I'm going to build. That's right. And you know what John McCain said?
He said, that's not how we do business, girl.
That's right.
That's not, we don't, you go through the process. John McCain loves going through the process.
You got to sit down.
The house and the house in the Senate.
The house and the couch in the Senate.
I'm talking weird now. So we'd have to debate, hash it out, go back and forth, then vote, and then vote again, and then bring it to the president. But he didn't do any of that.
Yeah, they want to sit down and talk it out. They want to do politics. They want to do politicking. They want to do patriarchy.
They definitely want to do patriarchy.
They want to do white men making decisions for women and gays and old people and everyone and minorities. And that's what they want to do. And he doesn't like that that system being usurped by a fucking interloper such as Trump.
Right.
So, but you know who was dancing up the jig was Chuck and Nance, who were like, do, 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 got our shit.
Oh.
We love that we have the creepy president.
Yeah, and they were like, even Nance, who, I mean, Nance was even like, I hope you're going to tweet about it, Donald. You know what I mean? Like, she was like, are you going to tweet about the reform that we're doing? I hope so.
She's like, I'm 77. I'm the fucking minority fucking leader, whatever the fuck I am. And no one's going to kick me out now because I just got this deal done.
Yeah, better tweet about it.
And these Republicans can't get shit done in a 77-year-old lady with a fucking dried up vagina. And I'm not even hating because you know I have one too. Fucking gets her done. Gets the bitch and the shit done.
But she wears that rainbow cuff.
She's great. We love her.
Like a superhero.
We love her. All right, well, let's get out of here and get to, I don't even know if that any of that made sense, but the main thing you guys need to know is that that they passed a bill and $15 billion?
$15 billion for relief aid. The debt ceiling has been raised for 3 months.
You know what? They got their credit card limit increased. We all did. I just did it before this cruise. I said, you know what?
I did too. Thank God.
Transferring. I have to. Okay, so we're going to get out of here and get to a brand new segment entitled The Dossier.
Ooh.
President has a sex tape. The government sold you drugs. I'm just trying to get paid, but nobody's coughing up. The president has a sex tape. The medicine made you cry. Hush, don't worry, 'cause I'm bringing a mask. Yeah, everybody's got a disguise.
This is our brand new segment called The Dossier, in which we talk about Trump and Russia dealings. The name is ironic, but also literal, since there is an actual dossier that everyone refers to as the dossier. And in said dossier is many allegations about Trump and his shady, nefarious business deals with Russia.
Exactly. And even though the thing that everyone talked about and the thing that everyone remembers about the dossier was the hookers in the Russian hotel room and the golden showers on the Obama bed, the actual important thing with the fucking dossier was that it breaks down all of Trump's business dealings with Russia and, like, all the shell companies and the shady real estate contracts and all, like, all of the Trump... I mean, there was, like, a whole Trump Tower that was supposed to be built in Moscow.
Right.
That, like, where they broke ground and did the whole fake ribbon... Mm-hmm. That wasn't a ribbon cutting, but it was a fake breaking of the ground.
It was probably, like, pushing a peasant into the sand.
Exactly.
Peeing on them.
And then it never happened. And it was like, oh, weird. Whoops, we accidentally laundered all this money in order to do that.
Right. So anytime we talk about the Trump-Russia investigation, we're going to do it in...
Oh, I like it. I didn't know that's where you were going with that tune.
It's like a Russian. I feel like it should be like a Russian, like, gentleman's choir. You know what I mean? The dossier. And this week, despite Hurricane Irma pulling focus, there were actually quite a few developments with the investigation.
Okay, so before we can settle in and run amok on the issue, let's recap all the different Trump-Russia investigations that are happening simultaneously. Okay? This is important. We've done it before. We'll do it again. We'll do it 5 more times because who can remember and who gives a fuck? So first of all, first and foremost and most foremostly, first importantly.
And for Mortonly.
For Mortonly.
Yeah.
The Justice Department and the FBI. This is Bob/Robert Mueller.
Not Mueller.
Not Mueller.
Mueller.
Mueller. So, Mueller, this is the Mueller investigation, kids, and it's the main one that anyone cares about because why? Because they are investigating obstruction of justice. And that is a crime. Right. And the Department of Justice and the FBI can punish people for crimes with jail and treason and impeachment and resigning men. So
right.
That's why this is the only real one that anyone's focusing on, mainly because they can actually fuck with him. So they're investigating obstruction of justice.
We're moving. Okay.
So now just really quick, it's an unwritten rule that they won't ever bring a sitting president up on charges. So what they will do is present him with the charges and then he will then resign. Like,
oh, okay.
Fucking deep throat, whatever that. What's that guy's name?
Nixon. But then Nixon never went to president. I mean, never went to jail.
No, because I'm saying they don't bring you up on charges. They present you with
charges. Oh, and they're like, you just, now that's your punishment.
You resign.
I wonder, though, with him, like, there's so much money laundering.
Yeah, that's the different thing. But right now they're focusing on getting him to resign. Right. They'll probably offer him fucking immunity just to get him out of there.
Probably, you're right.
But there is so much money laundering.
All right, so then we have the Senate Intelligence Committee and the House Intelligence Committee. Why can't I talk?
Neither one of us can. You haven't even been drinking.
Okay. So we have the Senate Intelligence Committee and the House Intelligence Committee. These are basically committees in two separate but equal branches of Congress investigating the same thing. Russian involvement in the 2016 election. These were the committees that held the Comey testimony and who held the hearings when Attorney General Jeff Sessions lied under oath. Remember that one?
It's a good one.
I didn't ever do that. I don't know what you guys are talking about. What? Now, these committees cannot bring criminal charges, but they're important because they're investigating, and if it weren't for their existence in the first place, the FBI probably wouldn't have had enough information to get involved and start the Mueller probe.
Right. And on that note is the last group investigating Trump Russia, and it's the Senate Judiciary Committee. They are basically mirroring the Mueller investigation. So they're not investigating Russian meddling in the election. Again, they are investigating, like Mueller, obstruction of justice, which, if proven, ultimately leads to Trump impeachment or resignment. And this committee, the Senate Judiciary Committee, I know that's not a real word, held a five-hour interview. Now, here's the news of the dossier. This is the whole point of this fucking section. The Senate Judiciary Committee held a five-hour interview. So it's not under oath. We're going to call it an interview because it's not under oath.
Okay.
With Donald Trump Jr., a.k.a. Don Jr., all about that secret, forgotten meeting that he had during the election in 2016 with the Russian government officials about adoption.
We had, I gave you everything. We talked about adoption. That's about it. I asked
Paul
Manafort to come in.
Tired.
He didn't even care.
/ mouth breathing. Yeah, / no chin.
He didn't even care. So, you know, I mean, what? What do you want to talk about? You know, we told you everything. Like, this is just major, just going around and around. I had the meeting. It was about adoption. You know what I care about? Adoption. Okay?
Why don't you recap the meeting? What do you know? God, why is it horning, blowing the horn? Every 5 seconds.
So we know that Don Jr., Jared Kushner, and Paul Manafort, and then three Russian government officials and an interpreter were at this meeting. We do know also at this point that, Don released all the emails or whatever?
Yeah, but you're jumping too far.
Okay.
The bottom line is there's a meeting during the election in 2016 where the Russian government reached out to Don Jr. and Kushner and said, we got some information on Hillary, let's do the fucking meeting.
Right.
And then they did the meeting, and then the meeting happened.
Now, yes.
There's another part of the investigation which is the obstruction of justice part.
Right.
Oh my God, that horn. Maybe I'm dying over it because I'm not in control of it, but we didn't hear it all day, and now we're suddenly taking off into the Spanish Ocean. And who's in the way? Is it a dolphin?
Yeah, I mean, is it a red light?
Is it a frog on a lily pad that's like, in the way of the thing? Is it a sailboat?
I it's weird.
So the meeting happened.
Yes.
So the thing is that's basically more part of the investigation of Russian meddling in the election. where the obstruction of justice comes in and why the Senate Judiciary Committee was interviewing them, mm-hmm. or him, is because they then went on a plane flight on Air Force One. You have to say they were on Air
they
Force
went on
One.
A plane flight?
They went on a plane flight on Air Force One. Okay?
Okay.
They went on a plane flight on a plane.
Okay.
It's a fly on Air Force One.
Yep.
And they were all together and they were all fucking coming from Europe or something. And basically, the shit hits the fan and Don Jr.'s like, oh snap, the media found out about this fucking meeting that we all had. Me, Jared Kushner, Paul Manafort, and the fucking people. And so Trump and all his cronies and Sean Spicer and fucking Rancid Pews. Mm-hmm. And now I gotta have the sun in my eye. The sun is blaring through this window. We're in a conference room. For the love of God. Oh my God. So basically on this plane flight on Air Force One, they go into some, you know, probably private room, and Trump tells Trump tells Don Jr. to lie to the media.
Right.
And say that it was about adoption, and that was it. It was a meeting with Russia about the adoption issue, blah, blah, blah. Now that is obstruction of justice, blah, blah. You fucker.
I know, it's blazing, and there's like this shadow behind
the
you.
The level of joy in your eye, and I can't even barely see you because I'm blinded so hard by the sun off the water. It's not just the sun. It's the sun off the ocean into a window.
Whoa, it is very bright. Damn.
So, let me put on sunglasses. So basically, the obstruction of justice happens in this moment.
If right.
Trump tells, now, Don Jr., I guess, can lie all he wants, technically. If Trump tells him to lie,
yeah.
you're obstructing justice.
Right.
Now, I guess you can lie to the media, but it was already being investigated. That's where it comes in. He goes, what? I can lie to the media. Why can't I lie to the media? And right. I can tell my son to lie to the media.
Right.
That's not obstructing anything, but they were already investigating that. They have been investigating. The Senate fucking Intelligence Committee has been going on since February.
Right. So he knew they were lying because they were trying not to get caught by people who are investigating them.
Right.
Not because somebody...
Not because they didn't want Rachel Maddow. Because
you were private, because you didn't want people in your business. You
that's
didn't
right.
want legal people in your business because you're doing illegal
right.
shit.
And that's why they lied, and then they all lawyered up, and then all of a sudden Don Jr., tiny thimble dick, shriveled up even more into his ball sack, and then he fucking went and released all the emails on Twitter.
Which was like...
That was a way to, like...
Like, oh, I'm being transparent.
Right, right. So we're running out of time, but there's another piece of news, and that's that the Mueller people and the FBI investigation have announced that 6 current and former White House officials who are in Trump's inner circle
yep.
are being called to interview.
Right.
And the ones we care about are...
Hope Hicks, which people don't even know who the fuck that is, but that's the communications director we found out. And she's a young, pretty girl.
Very pretty.
And somehow she's not been fired or asked to resign, or she's never had a problem.
She sits right out front of the Oval Office.
Apparently, I'm sure she does sit right out in front of the Oval Office. Hope Hicks, Sean Spicer, Rancid Pubes, and a couple of other people we don't care about yet, but...
Definitely do your investigation on Hope Hicks, or just remember her name.
Yeah, because where the fuck she came from, I don't know.
And she's supposed to be, like, one of his most trusted confidants.
Oh, she has his ear, they say. She has his ear.
And she's pretty. I mean, she's one of the prettiest people I've ever seen involved in politics, quite frankly.
Yes, and if you were your husband's wife, I'm sure you would go... Yes, I am in Hope Hicks. Or she's not going to be working around your office. She's going to be in the basement and you're never going to fucking see her.
And for the communications director, she's certainly never been on camera.
We've
anywhere.
Never had an interview with her. We've never seen her around. She's never spoken. I mean.
Very strange. But she's going to be interviewed. And supposedly she told Trump not that she didn't think it was a good idea for him to tell Don Jr. to lie.
Right.
Sean Spicer and Rancid Pubes owe Trump nothing. So I don't know.
No. No.
They're not going to mince words.
I hope not. I hope they spill the beans. I hope they spill the pubes. You know what I mean?
I hope they spill all the rancid pubes, honestly. And where is Mike Pence in all this? I'm sure you really want to get into it.
And his mom's wife's...
Oh, mother. Oh, yeah. Mother. Okay, let's get to Douche Cathedral. Okay.
I might as well bulk shit up. One thing I think I know for sure is that my name is Douche. That motherfucker's name is Douche. That's Mr. Douche to you.
another pretty new segment that we've only done one other time called Douchecapades. The title pretty much speaks for itself, but just to further clarify, this is the part of the show where we will tell you about douchey dumb shit happening in and around the administration that really doesn't affect public policy so much, but it does affect public opinion.
And the public opinion is that Facebook is douchey.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's my opinion.
It's also my opinion, even though I have it.
Good. I hate Facebook so much that we thought about making this its own segment called Fuck Facebook. That would sort of be like my very own Judge Julie.
Yeah.
But ultimately, I think we decided that it was too one note, mm-hmm. and you guys don't really need to hear me bitch about Facebook more than like a few times a year.
And you have already done it a couple times this year. So, well, you know. But
very true.
I could listen to you complain about Facebook all day.
Oh, good.
Every day.
And you know what? You do have to.
Right.
But thank God you protected the 14 listeners from that. It's gross, and I'm a smug asshole about it. And it really does honestly feel intrinsic to me, like drugs and alcohol. Like, it's a part of me. It's a part of my soul. And I love hating it, and I hate it with a passion, and I just do.
Well, you don't like a public display of humble braggadocery.
I don't like any of it. I don't like socializing. I don't like people who like socializing. I don't like hating people that I would normally never hate or even know anything about.
Right.
It's every...
You don't want to make your opinions known on a random person's post.
But even though I'm a smug asshole, mm-hmm. Mark Zuckerberg is a shady douche. And he created an empire of douchecapades that has, in my humble opinion, enabled and motivated crazy assholes to come out of the shadows. And I truly believe that social media, and specifically Facebook, will ultimately be the downfall of modern-day American society.
Wow.
And I really do. And
I know you do.
I say all the time, I really do.
I'm beginning to believe it. Not that I didn't believe it before, but I mean, there's no good that comes from Facebook.
I mean, there literally isn't.
There really isn't.
Okay, I think...
The only good that's come from it is that I do get to see occasional pictures from my mom.
Well, I think someone, Brad, told us that he thought it was nice that, like... Well, he complained about it, too. He said that people were being crazy. But, you know, in disaster... You know what's good? Here's what's good. Like, when someone loses their dog, they can get it back.
Right.
Like in a time
right,
when
right,
you,
right,
like,
right.
I've seen
that's
like, the
true.
Craziest people get like, even like somebody's car got stolen. And even though that seems obnoxious, it was like, you know, they had really fixed it up and they didn't want to lose their car and it had emotional value to them. And they got it to them. He said, oh my God, I saw it in Venice. And
yeah,
I went
yeah.
and found it, you know. So there's that kind of thing to it. And there is an activism. There is a way to, they probably couldn't even find kidnapped kids with it. But I know that everything other thing, it doesn't even matter. I don't even care. I'll be willing to get rid of that aspect of it, to get rid of it completely.
Yeah.
And I think when people say, I already said this on the podcast, but when they say like resist, I'm like, the only real way you can resist is by getting off social media and encouraging the people that you love to get off. Like, for example, the older people who are the ones who are vulnerable to this whole story. This story's getting to a point. It's political. And it's like when my dad, for example... First got, are we having an earthquake? Are we hitting something? Are we having turbulence? Why is this happening?
That's weird, huh?
So what you need to know is that Facebook had a huge hand in the Russian meddling in 2016. And we already did know that, right?
Well, we knew that they hadn't admitted it till we found out recently, right?
But we knew that the Russians used Facebook.
Yes, with their ads, their trolling, their bullshit, their bots, their...
Right.
All that stuff majorly through Facebook.
And everybody knew that. And it was
lots of ads.
There was no denying it.
Right.
But what Facebook was denying, and they denied it for months and months and months on end, and hundreds of times or dozens of times, whatever. Those are exactly the same, hundreds and dozens.
Yeah.
They said they didn't accept any money, and they had nothing to do with that.
And that they had, they didn't know anything about Russian ads.
I mean, that's what's going on. People are free to put what they want.
Right.
We didn't take any money for that.
Right.
We didn't facilitate any of that.
Right.
We had nothing to do with any of that.
Yep.
Turns out, sweetie.
You did.
Yeah. So they released Facebook. They didn't even release. They posted on a blog, which is, according to Rachel Maddow, because this whole story is according to her, so we should give credit where credit's due. If one more person makes a noise, it's making me enraged. So Rachel Maddow is responsible for this whole story. But she says this is un-Googleable. That if you try to find this,
the title of the blog post was something like, it was so innocuous. It was like,
And it was
I don't even remember what it was.
Yeah,
to be honest with you.
It's a paragraph long.
Right.
And they basically say that someone went against their business policies.
Right.
But
right.
It was their official way of saying that they did.
Oh, yeah. It was something about Facebook gives. It was like Facebook gives comment on policies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was like that.
Yeah.
It was that dumb.
And then it's a paragraph long. So, where they admit it. But again, let's reiterate. Facebook admitted that they accepted money, hundreds of thousands of dollars, for ads on Facebook from Russia. From now they you know, it was used all in different ways, but we now know that it was
And that they had their farm, their troll farm, their ad troll farm, and it's confirmed.
So in 2014, and this is where it gets crazy, it's so douche capady, it's out of control. But this is like, to me, this like shut the game down.
This is like, get a douche, put a nozzle on it, tighten it up, get your douche tool, add that to it.
Yeah, and then have
get
a bunch
toolbox,
of them.
Put all the douches in it.
That's
get ready for a douche party.
Yeah. So in 2014, Adrian Chen was a reporter. He's a reporter for The New Yorker. This is 2014. He conducted a six-month investigation into a shady online propaganda machine located in Russia. Okay? In 2014, you're only... he's probably wondering how Jill Zarin got all of her fucking Twitter followers. You know what I mean? You could... Back then, this is 3 years ago, you were just buying... You could buy YouTube likes. Mm-hmm. You could buy Twitter followers. And so he's just going to see who the fuck is doing these followers. Who's doing this?
Right.
He goes to St. Petersburg in Russia. Twice we've mentioned St. Petersburg in two different countries. The company was called the Internet Research Agency, IRA. So he goes there, and now there's many of these types of companies, and they're called troll farms.
Ugh.
And they, you know, they create accounts, whether a human being creates them or a computer generates them, and then a computer then fires off things. They're like, they're robotic in some way.
Right.
And there's a million of them, and they're all fake.
Right.
And they're fake people.
Right.
So then, through this guy, Adrian Chen, we learned about the troll farms, and he did this whole report in The New Yorker, and it was in 2014, and it was about the Internet Research Agency. Now, since then, like right after that, the agency, which he sort of like brought to light, they got significantly quieter, like in the next year.
Mm-hmm.
So then, in 2015... he did a podcast, Adrian Chen, and this, I don't know who the podcast is, because again, we got this all from Rachel Maddow, but...
I think it was called Long Form.
Okay, so he did this podcast called Long Form, and thank you, Meow Meow. And they asked him, they said, well, what has become of the Internet Research Agency since your big expose in The New Yorker in 2014? In 2015, this motherfucker said on a podcast, and get ready to like straight up die. This is why Rachel Maddow needs her goddamn Pulitzer. I don't even give that for TV. Okay, so here we go. Here's what he said in 2015.
I created this list of the Russian trolls when I was researching, and I check in it once in a while still, and a lot of them have turned into like conservative accounts, like fake conservatives. I don't know what's going on, but like, yeah, they're all like tweeting about Donald Trump and stuff.
Like American conservatives.
Yeah.
Who's paying for that?
I don't know. I feel like maybe it's some kind of really opaque strategy of like electing Donald Trump to undermine the U.S. or something.
I mean, what?
In 2015, bots that were just there to fucking for Jill Zarin and New York Housewives Twitter numbers, mysteriously, he's like, oh, that's weird. They're all pretending to be conservative Americans tweeting about Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just beyond.
It's beyond. I mean, I don't know what more evidence anyone needs. And the fact that Facebook took money for that and allowed that to happen is disgusting. And Mark Zuckerberg either should pay a huge, enormous, grotesque fine, or I don't even know, shut down Facebook. I mean, I don't know. What do you do?
He 100% should. And by the way, and I've already said this a million times, and I make you listen to it all the time, but... he was supposedly getting sued, him and YouTube, for the when that guy went into the nightclub in Orlando.
Oh, that's right.
And shot up that nightclub.
Yep.
They found proof on that guy's computer that he found all of the radical Islamic all of the groups that he was involved in, and they could literally pinpoint on his computer, like, the moment in time where he discovered
was
all
radicalized
of that.
Yeah. And found all the stuff.
Yeah, and it was all through Facebook. It was all through targeting and bots and algorithms and all that shit. And these people don't have access to that unless they're given it by Facebook. You know what I mean? So, and it's like, you took ads for a radical Islamic fucking terrorist group, you fucking piece of shit. Go have fucking 1,000 more babies with your Asian wife from the movie. I can't even believe they're still together. And by the way, I hate that movie too.
I call it
the Facebook movie. What is it called?
Social Network.
We literally did an In Your Box Office on it and had to delete it because I was so obnoxious and irate, just like I am now. Like, it was unusable. Like, Otto Straddle was like, nah, I don't even know if we didn't even, I don't even remember if we gave it to him.
The main guy was also just.
We just couldn't, it was so negative. We hated it. I hate it so much that it's like, that I hated even the movie. And I love that director too. Like, love David Fincher. He's like one of my favorite directors. So.
I don't know. They need to get some regulation on, get some fucking...
They
have to. Like with everything else. Like, slap some laws on some hate groups. Slap some laws on fucking regulating ads from Russia. I mean, I don't know what...
Yeah.
What do you want? Like,
hate groups should not be allowed to... And even, you know what? White... That was super, super conservative people going on there, too. It's like, there has to be a hate group rule, but there also has to be, like... There has to be rules and laws.
You need to regulate the ads. The ad needs to be
just
real.
Like
it needs to be selling.
TV.
Yeah. If you're selling something, you need to find out if it's real. It needs to be regulated. You can't just let anyone... I can't just buy an ad and then turn and pretend to be... Make up fake news.
Yeah, like, they don't even let you advertise a car on a car lot. It's like illegal to advertise a car on a car lot for a price. Then, you know, you go down there and they're like, oh, that one's sold out, but we have this one. That's literally illegal. Bait and switch. It's like, for a fact, it's illegal.
Right.
So regulate it. No, we can't get a fucking regulation to save our life right now.
I know. Now. Nope. Oh.
Well, let's just go to So There's That. Part of the show where I give Julie the task of finding a ray of light in all the darkness of the political discourse in 2017. She hates doing it, but this week she actually found two that she had to choose between. One involved crocodiles and a hurricane, and the other a sexy young beauty queen. And I gotta say, I'm actually really proud of the one she chose.
Oh, well, thank you. Even though I wanted to say that I was hoping that 2,000 crocodiles would be released into the hurricane waters and would eat different newscasters who are exploiting their stories and being so buggery, but like, oh, look at me, I'm walking in a hurricane. Okay. All right. Now, I'm not one for the ladies' rape parades, but on occasion, I will watch the Miss America or Universe spectacles just to see what's going on with young ladies.
Is that what you meant by a ladies' rape parade?
Yeah.
A beauty pageant?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
With young ladies.
That's clarifying.
Yeah. With young ladies today and wonder, why? Just... Why? There you are in 2017 walking across a stage in front of judges and some asshole male host and allowing people to score you and base your worth on whatever ball gown or swimsuit and high heels you put together. But then again, who am I to judge? I love a beautiful woman in my eyeballs, and so maybe what I should be saying is thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your years of dedication to walking and prancing and wearing clothes and big hair.
Like Melania.
Uh-huh. And incredible talent where you showcase that incredible talent and made up beautiful faces and tight bodies, and of course share with us that inevitable and consistently torturous moment that you answer an incredibly important burning question that every American wants to know. It's not a geography question, no. Or a spelling bee question.
They couldn't pass those.
Well, no, those things are for an unfeeling, unbeautiful simpleton. No! You are a beauty queen with a brain. But more important than a brain are your boobs. Yes, your tight body.
Oh,
but
yes.
Also your heart. And we want to know your heart. What's in your heart? But what's in your heart are also thoughts. But it's not like brain thoughts. It's like heart thoughts. Well, this year was no different. Though she didn't win this year's Miss America, Miss Texas made a splash in our cold, judgmental American hearts as we normally watch these pageants with liberal, progressive, Judgy Davis eyes and put a blanket of conservatism and vacancy on these girls and await for them to talk about world peace and how, like, two political parties should be, like, get together. And, like, make America a simpler time.
Don't forget about Such As.
And Merry Christmas. And what every child needs is maps. Because Such As maps show us where we Such As are. And where we can go in Such As. So who can argue with that? Well, Miss Texas, slow clap to you. Especially in a time when Texas has been raided in the hiney. Not to mention, you fuckwads voted for Trump. And God knows you love a lawless, reckless, anti-government, money-grubby pussy hound. Well, j'excuse moi, because Miss Texas, Morgana Wood, though you Morgana Wood,
exactly.
Though you didn't win the pageant, you won my heart, my heart thoughts, aww, by answering this very timely question from a very pretentious judge. Now,
neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and the KKK in Charlottesville, Virginia, turned violent and a counter-protester was killed. The president said there was shared blame with, quote, very fine people on both sides. Were there?
The white supremacist issue, it was very obvious that it was a terrorist attack. And I think that President Donald Trump should have made a statement earlier addressing the fact and making sure all Americans feel safe in this country. That is the number one issue right now.
So there's that. For this episode of Dumb Gay Politics.
Yay! Hey, at least she didn't say white supremacist.
Like she myself. Didn't say Crunchwrap supremacists are the reason that we need to Such As.
So we're turning this off and recording another hour right now, although I don't know if we will because we need to get the fuck out of this room.
Yeah.
But it's going to be for our members-only Patreon podcast, Dumb Gay Everything Else. So if you want to hear Julie talk about Wonder Woman and you haven't yet subscribed, go to patreon.com/dumbgaypolitics, sign up to pay $1 a week, and you can hear us talk shit. Unedited, unproduced, and ungiving a fuck.
That's right. And there's also a whole blog, social media comment aspect to Patreon that's really fun for us because it's actually the only social media we have together that gets emailed to both of our phones. So we get notified by email that someone has signed up or has made a comment, and we get very excited and read them immediately and usually end up talking about it on Patreon to those particular people.
And to each other.
And to each other. Yeah.
And if we aren't together, we're like literally texting about Patreon all day. Like we're like excited about anyone who joins, and yeah, anytime they say any comment, we're like collabing on it and mm-hmm, getting into it. And so
yep,
again, I want to thank you all for coming back after the drunken travesty, although this has been a total fucking travesty too. I don't know what I'm apologizing for this week then. I just want to apologize for this one. And I want to apologize for being an alcoholic and a bugger, and just be glad that you don't have to put up with it as much as Meow Meow does.
Well, I'm lucky to put up with it. And I am also
tear.
Not apologetic for anything. So, sorry right, for you guys.
Well, as always, it's been real and it's been fun.
But mostly, it's been gay and it's been drunk. It's been dumb.
And cruisy with interruptions.
Uh-huh, it's all shit, it's all just dumb gay politics. America's gotten kinda whack, but we're not gonna let it go down like that. Cause we got a dumb gay podcast, a dumb gay political podcast. We probably don't have all the facts, but we got opinions and we'll probably backtrack. That's why it's a dumb gay podcast, a dumb gay political podcast. Ooh, it's all shit, it's all shit. Ooh, it's all shit, it's all shit. I mean, are we gonna die? I don't know. You're extreme. I am extreme. It's all shit. This shit is bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. This shit is Trumpanas. T-R-U-M-P-A-N-A-N-A-S. What? I don't know. I don't even know.